1620-94.5 WTAW. Brazos County has a new emergency management coordinator. Shannon Covey from Arizona was introduced at this week's Brazos County Commission meeting by retired Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart, who led the search committee as part of the special projects he now does at the county judge's office.
Our predecessor as emergency management coordinators was Michelle Mead. Michelle Mead and I have been friends for well north of 20 years. We worked closely together prior to my coming on board, getting hired by the county, by the sheriff's office, where I served for 8 years. And then ever since then, the commissioner's court has been kind enough to throw projects my way to work on so I can stay involved with Brazos County and so I can continue to do good things for the citizens and the court for Brazos County. So my most recent project was helping HR, Jennifer Salazar, and her team identify candidates for the emergency management coordinator's position. We started off last February where we rewrote the job description, trying to kind of bring it up a bit, as I like to say, into the 21st century, with a lot of the responsibilities that are a little different than they were back in the past, and get our EMC away from being a first responder to more of a manager and executive leader. And that's how the job description was rewritten. So Jennifer pushed it out to the world, and we got responses from 43 applicants from around the United States. So Jennifer and I got together and her staff, and with help from others, and created a matrix that we could use to identify, of those 43 candidates, those who need to be further interviewed to find the best person for the job. Once we had completed that, there was a weighted scale based on their experience and education and other items, and we brought it, that 43, down to 11 contenders. And of that 11, my first task was to do a telephonic interview with those 11 and winnow that down, maybe to 11 or maybe down to 3 or whatever it might be, but that was my task. So of the 43, we identified 11. 7 of those responded when I said, we'd like to take your application to the next level. So of that 7, I conducted a telephonic interview based on their schedule, my schedule, and I sent them all the questions I was going to ask ahead of time. So there was no gotchas. They knew exactly what I was going to ask them before we got on the telephone together. And then from that, we winnowed it down to 4 actual viable candidates in our mind that we wanted to take to the next step, and that was a Zoom interview. So there was an interested group that Michelle Mead, the judge, Ed Bull, Jennifer Salazar, me, and others that interviewed this group of 4 and came up with our leading candidate, which was this young woman standing next to me here today, Shannon Covey. Shannon has a very diverse background. It's a bit unusual in that it's not all public sector. She has a lot of private sector experience, public sector, and also non-governmental organizations. So the judge and his crew felt like Shannon is probably the best candidate for this job. If you'll remember that emergency management coordinators, nobody thinks about them. The judge thinks about them. The judge is the emergency management director for the county. This is his emergency management coordinator. But she's out of sight, out of mind. But when does she come in mind? When something happens. Most recently, we all lived through the COVID pandemic, and all those emergency management coordinators that live and work in the CEOC and the old Woolworth building downtown, because they had a relationship and because they'd all come together, we were able to respond much better than many other counties in the state of Texas, and we were able to take care of our citizens. So for the 2020, we worked closely as a vaccine was being developed. Once the vaccine was developed, the county put together the vaccination hub, and then Tread was the incident commander for that, and he administered 102,000 doses of vaccine in the 7 months that the hub was in operation before we started pushing the vaccine out to everybody. So these are the kinds of things that your emergency management coordinator does for you. And so Shannon's job is to think about that, build plans for that, build relationships with our partners, the 2 cities, the university, the nonprofits, the volunteers. They were all part and parcel of anything that might happen here in our community. These are the folks that are going to respond to that. So I was very pleased with Shannon's selection because I got to look at all these files. I got to talk to a lot of these people. And of that bunch, I believe that Shannon was the best fit for for our communities.
Comments from Jim Stewart, retired Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy, who led the search committee for Brazos County's new emergency management coordinator for the county judge's office. Here are comments from the new emergency management coordinator, Shannon Covey.
I am so honored and privileged, and it is such a pleasure to serve this community. I am beyond excited about that, and I can attest that I went through a car wash with the process, and I just feel it just a tremendous honor. So I'm ready to get started. I started on September 9th. I moved, I can attest to using a 10-foot U-Haul and my car behind it on a trailer and 14 hours drive time to get here. So I'm here, I started on the 9th, and I'm getting it in full swing. So it's a pleasure to meet all of you, and I look forward to one-on-ones and serving you as a whole. So thank you again.
Next are comments from Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters and County Commissioner Chuck Condola.
We're very happy to have you on board, looking forward to great things, and I know it'll happen because in my discussions with you, you've got lots of great ideas. So thank you for actually accepting the position.
Yeah, let's hope that all your preparation and for what could happen and being there when it might is just preparation. We hope you're bored and planning a lot, but with Chief's input and your reputation, we're glad to have you here.
Comments from this week's Brazos County Commission meeting with the introduction of Brazos County's new emergency management coordinator, Shannon Covey, coming to Brazos County from Arizona after more than 20 years in various emergency management positions in the public and private sector. Covey taking over for Michelle Bailey Mead, who retired after 9 years as EMC as part of a 40-year career in various public safety positions in Brazos County. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.